USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top Democrats are honoring the late Congressman Elijah Cummings during his funeral in Baltimore. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Cummings lived the American dream and wanted everyone else to have that opportunity.
Mentor, Master of the House, North Star, Mr. Chairman, Master of others reaching across the aisle, building community and consensus.
Consumer sentiment is staying strong. The University of Michigan's final reading in October suggests Americans will continue spending ahead of the holiday season. The index dipped slightly from earlier in the month as trade tensions and global weaknesses are still concerns, and PBS and Politico will team up for the sixth Democratic presidential primary debate. It'll take place in Los Angeles on December 19th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Lehman, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is attending the second day of the NATO Defense Ministries meetings in Brussels. He says some of the ISIS prison escapees from northern Syria have been captured.
I've spoken to the Turkish defense minister. He informs me that all the ISIS prisoners, prisons in their area are under their control, and actually informed me that they've been able to recollect some of them.
Firefighters are continuing to battle fires in Northern California. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
To Sonoma County, California, where wildfires raging again because conditions so dry. Evacuations and blackouts in the town of Geyserville. This woman telling Fox News.
I know some people have been upset, but for me, I just remember how scary it was when the fires did happen. And I kind of see it as, you know, I would rather take the precaution.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The National Retail Federation has released the latest survey on Christmas shopping that reflects a 4% increase over last year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The annual survey indicates an average $1,047.83 will be spent on Christmas this year. Shoppers between the ages of 35 to 44 plan to spend the most at over $1,100. The survey of 7,782 adult consumers by the National Retail Federation was conducted in early October and showed, as in previous years, 39% of Christmas shoppers said they would start buying gifts before November, while 43% are waiting until at least November, while 18% are waiting until December. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Game 3 of the World Series begins tonight at just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox. Now the Washington Nationals lead that series 2-0 over the Houston Astros. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer and Fox Sports analyst John Smoltz believes the Nationals are better than most people thought.
This really is going to be a better series than most people thought. I think everyone thought coming in, well, it has been a great run for the Washington Nationals. The Houston Astros are favored. I don't think people realize how good Washington is.
Schmaltz was speaking there on Fox News, and Game 4 will be held Saturday night in Washington, D.C. as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.